I am Senior Hot.
Go to SeniorHot.com. That's SeniorHot.com.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
Of the season.
You're going to draw the line, Chuck. How are you going to know?
I'm too high. Is that you're okay with that margin for error?
I have no problem as long as we achieve our objective, and our objective is to get the guys who did 9/11, and it is to avoid another attack against the United States. I was prepared, and we did. We got the authorization from the president and authorization from the Justice Department to go forward with the program. It worked. It worked now for 13 years. Mm-hmm. We've avoided another mass casualty attack against the United States. We did capture bin Laden. We did capture an awful lot of the senior guys of al-Qaeda who were responsible for that attack on 9/11. I'd do it again in a minute.
And the Easter Bunny is real as well, and Dick Cheney is a conservative. I know the neocon rhino Republican media tells you 24/7 that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney are real conservatives, but that's like saying that a transvestite is really a woman, or that a pig dressed up in a tutu is really a woman. I mean, it's just not true, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fraud. It's false. You know what? I just thought of something, because I've got all this important news to cover on this live Sunday edition. Already the 14th day of December, 2014. I thought, why don't I open the phones up? Because we're on a lot of conservative radio stations around the country that have everything from constitutionalists to mainline rhinos listening. And I hear you guys calling into talk radio, calling into affiliates I'm on, saying, we need to get tough. I like torture. It's good. Oh, yeah. We lose the moral high ground when we do that. Then you get into the fact that our government's been funding radical Islam and allowing it to grow and attack so they can take our liberties. But just at the basic level of, you can't stoop down to somebody else's level and not become dirty. In fact, I saw ISIS. If you guys reprint this, it was all over the news for Friday. You know, IS, al-Qaeda, criticizes U.S. for torture report. I think they called us infidels, the words kafar or something. That's the group that tortures constantly and chops heads off and abuses little kids and stuff and kills them and forces people to suicide bomb or they'll shoot their families. I just love that scum of the earth group. You don't get much scummier. It's not propaganda that radical Wahhabists are just as bad as you can get. It's like an army of Charlie Mansons or something. I mean, they're nuts. Just look in their eyes and then look at the fruits of what they do. They are bad news. But the big mega banks hold their chain of financing and allow them to operate to menace the world and giving up our freedoms. And then they say, oh, let us torture them at Camp X-Ray. They got a bunch of 18-year-olds and 20-year-olds there that were conscripted in Afghanistan and stuff and forced to fight. And then you turn around after 8-9 years of captivity, they end up being released to run ISIS brigades. You know why? Because it's on record. They're CIA, Mossad, Shin Bet, Turkish intelligence, Pakistani intelligence, double agents. They are produced in those torture facilities. They are prepared. They are broken. Just like Mandela was broken, whether he was a good guy or a bad guy, in 30-something years in prison, he came out run by the Major De Beers Oppenheimer interest to be the front man. Well, they take some 17-year-olds, some of them 14 years old, put them in Camp X-Ray. For some of them, they've been out 10 years, and then they're released, and they just keep showing up commanding armies. They're cutouts, folks. They're cutouts. And if you look at how they would produce child soldiers in Africa, it was with torture. Africa has a formulae, African countries, African warlords, for this, and the CIA has adopted it, and it is despicable. So beyond torture, they're producing child soldiers, not just at X-Ray. That's just the public promotion prison. They got over 100 black or ghost sites all over the world. We're going to break it all down, and I'm going to open the phones for people who want to come on and say how great all of this is. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Sold out for InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in their room. Don't take me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Ms. Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We're live every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the major news sites. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. Let me just calmly lay out the top stories today. Mikhail Phelan of InfoWars.com. Police say armored military vehicles, quote, needed for war with constitutionalists, close quote, with firearms. Quote, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons that will, quote, be taking enemy fire from. This out of a county in Washington State, the big MRAPs from Iraq. Now, here's the issue. Big cities probably need things like this because they might actually run into bank robbers or terrorist groups occasionally. And it's certainly useful to protect police that are moving into an area. But the main deployment of this to even small towns in the training manuals that we've gotten from the FBI and federal marshals, I mean, we're the ones that usually break those. I mean, everybody knows that. It was a secret, you know, 7 years ago. Now it's public. That it's for returning veterans, gun owners, Tea Partiers, and they teach the police that a civil war is coming. This is the fifth clip that I've seen in 2014. In fact, I'm going to have Watson tomorrow for InfoWars.com, I think, do a blurb article showing the last 4 or 5 articles. It's probably more, but I was able to pull up 4 or 5 other examples this year where police chiefs and others to the media say, we need these tanks. for the constitutionalist. So the point is not a debate about do they need this or not. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Let the police have full auto. Let them have armor. Let them have whatever, if it's a major metropolitan area or whatever, because nowadays, you know, who knows, drug cartels, I mean, look at Mexico. But it's for the American people, and it's for groups that are not committing crimes. It was never set up to fight al-Qaeda. They first started deploying this stuff after 9/11, and it's always used, and they say, for Waco-style stuff. Well, they started the fight at Waco. They could have arrested Koresh any time. I interviewed the sheriff. He was on record saying he was in town every day. They had a business in town. He jogged up the property every morning. We said arrest him if you've got proof of him molesting kids. And instead they went and opened fire on the building to set a precedent of attacking the American people to demonize that cult. Probably was a cult. A lot of what they said about him wasn't true, but it was a cult. I know the Davidians. A lot of them. Some are very nice people. But some of them were cult-like. Doesn't matter. You don't blow it up and burn it down with the Delta Force. That's who was there. I watched the C-SPAN hearings. I'll do another, you know, radio shows, and I'll bring that up. They go, oh, Delta Force. Yeah, right. They don't even know that was in the official congressional report. Our military there murdering those people. We have the FLIR footage from the helicopters and from the aircraft that the FBI was forced to release in court with the troops behind the tanks in an infantry maneuver shooting up the building and shooting people that were trying to get out the back. Now, I'm digressing with a history lesson there. The point is that's coming up. Police, armored military vehicles needed for constitutionalists with firearms. I'm going to cover that, though, in the next hour. The video is on InfoWars.com right now. There is a major arms buildup for a war on American gun owners during national gun confiscation. That's a fact. That's what the federal government is training for, and they now admit it. And it's treasonous. Just like Obama signing an executive order to legalize the illegals and let them bring in their families and legalize people that have aggravated felonies, and the Republicans are not blocking it. The Republican leadership, just like the Republican leadership, just voted on this giant spending bill that has what we warned you of last week, provisions bigger than the banker bailout to write off all derivatives in the future as they get ready for the next big collapse. It'll make 2008 look like a cakewalk, look like a blip compared to an explosion. Derivatives are bigger than they were 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And they are writing these treasonous bills that are set to pass the Senate. It's going to the president's desk. In fact, it passed the Senate. Ted Cruz came out and said it's a nightmare. Rand Paul's come out and said it's highly destructive. We're going to go over those voting numbers. That's coming up later in the hour as well. Two examples of media censorship I want to look at overseas that tie into what's now starting to happen here under political correctness rubrics. China will arrest you if you play the national anthem outside of an official state function. And that dovetails where they're trying to pass laws where you can't burn the American flag. I don't like burning the American flag, but if you take somebody's First Amendment right to do it, you've now become China. Then they can do it on every other subject. And then I've got another one. Turkey arrests 27, including police and media, for criticizing the president, who's basically a dictator. Turkish police officers and media workers are detained in roundup. That's in the New York Times. And, of course, we're allies with them, the crooks that run our country. So they just call it, oh, they were detained. That's like in The Running Man, written by Stephen King. When you're disappeared, they go, oh, he was just detained, and you're really dead. See how they use words to play these games? Oh, we heard you criticize. Oh, but we don't call Turkey a tyranny. You just say, I don't like the president. You're disappeared into a Turkish dungeon. And let me tell you, out of all the torturers, Turkish torture is known as some of the worst. In fact, the old joke is, it's worse than a Turkish prison. Oh, but Turkey's good. They're not radical. They're not bad. They're the worst in the Middle East next to Saudi Arabia. And they're being merged into the EU. How'd you like to have that country merged into you? And they slaughtered all those Armenians. The list goes on and on. This is just some of what's going on. Now, shifting gears before I get into all that, I want to hear today from all of the mainline conservatives. You know, you're the Boehner supporters. You're the Mitch McConnell supporters. You're kind of glad the borders are open. You're kind of glad that the Republicans helped write Obamacare and now won't repeal it. You feel like you're part of the establishment for just agreeing with whatever they say. You also call into talk radio, because I hear you, and you say, you know, I don't like these so-called libertarians, people that don't want to torture Ron Paul criticizing or Rand Paul. We need to roll up our sleeves and get dirty with these Al-Qaeda people that attacked us and teach them. I want to hear from you why I'm wrong saying that I think torture is bad. Here's the deal. It wasn't bad when North Korea tortured our soldiers. It was, well, of course it was bad. Well, it wasn't bad when the North Vietnamese tortured our soldiers. Of course it was. So we're going to walk through why I think and know torture is bad. And then we're going to give you a chance, only people that disagree with me, in the first round of calls, to call in. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Thanks for riding shotgun with us on this 14th day of December 2014, Sunday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. I may start getting to your calls in this segment. I'm not sure. I need to play a few clips and lay out where I stand on torture yet again, because the social engineers are trying to sell us on this idea, because if they can sell that, they can sell anything. The state owning your children, euthanizing babies after they're born, all of this is being pushed. NSA warrantless spying, disappearing political dissidents. You notice it's all bipartisanly being pushed from the top, because worldwide the world is sliding into totalitarian despotism. But if you disagree with me and you think there's reasons to torture anybody, I'd like to hear from you. I know Jack Bauer made it sexy on fictional shows like 24, but there's a history here. We're going to talk about it. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's a different number on the Sunday show. We produce everything in-house on Sunday. It's a different number during the weekday. So call the Sunday number, and we'll go to Derek and Mark and Richard and others that are patiently holding. And I hope these are serious calls, because I hear these calls on talk radio. I've gotten in debates with people on the street who said, how dare you not want to torture the people that carried out 9/11? Judge, jury, then the sentence. You get rid of that in Western law. We're now before 2015. In the year 2015, we're going back. We're about to be 2015. We're going back to 1215. Wow, it just hit me. 1215 is exactly how many years ago? The Battle of Runnymede, the Magna Carta, where they began to try to restrict and outlaw torture. This is the zenith or the birthplace of Western law and culture that built so much security. Hadn't been perfect. Our legal system's not perfect. But I'll tell you, it's a lot better than other countries. And it creates stability, and it creates an environment for investment and a level playing field, at least more level. We know North Korea is bad because they torture. We know North Vietnam was bad because they torture. We know the Nazis were bad and Joseph Mengele because they tortured. We know Fidel Castro is bad because they tortured. We know the Romans were bad because they tortured. We know that barbarous cultures torture, and A, you don't get good intelligence from it, studies show. B, what you do get is fake confessions, fear, and terror. We're going to burn you at the stake, you know, and we're going to prove you're a witch one way or the other. We're going to torture you until you confess. Or if you don't confess, it shows the devil was in you and gave you the power to not admit you were a witch. This is the type of stuff that kept the Dark Ages going for hundreds and hundreds of years until people started saying no in places like England in 1215. The Magna Carta, folks. It's what our whole Bill of Rights, Constitution, all of it comes out of it. The Renaissance, basically, it all comes out of it. It all comes out of that and some things that happened in Italy. So we are here now seeing hundreds of years, 800 plus years of progress being flushed down the toilet in a matter of years under the pretext of fighting Al-Qaeda, who our own government helped create and protect. Now they call themselves ISIS. And I saw Al-Qaeda and IS were in the news last week. complaining, you know, how dare you torture people, you know, giving them moral high ground. You're a bunch of infidel scum when they are total torturers. So the argument is, well, we'll do what they do. Oh, great. We'll sink to their level. And again, I'm going to explain to you what they admit has gone on, not in this report, the Army report of 2007, the Pentagon report of 2009. We've read them on air. I mean, I can't even say what's in some of these reports. The Army report, General Tagumbo's report of 2007, said that they would routinely rape people's small children in front of them, but also do it with flashlights dripping with acid. I mean, I'd never thought of something like that. That's like Jeffrey Dahmer. And they would hire former federal jail guards and pay them up to $120,000 a year as Pentagon contractors who had rape convictions and child porn convictions. This is in the Army report. The Army actually came out and said, this is evil. I'm not lionizing the Army. The Army had to do the torturing, or they had to deliver the little kids. There was such a rebellion in the Army that they put out the report admitting it all. The original torture report that got almost no coverage. So this new one's a whitewash with Feinstein and others getting ready to leave office down the road, covering their butts. Total whitewash. The report 2009, much more hardcore as well. But you do not, quote, keep the country safe torturing people, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the people grabbed were conscripts who were sold for upwards of $25,000 apiece. That's mainstream news. Look it up. Oh, I got a terrorist. I'm the informant. The informant's actually Taliban. And they would sell like a 16-year-old teenager who'd been conscripted to, you know, guard a pass to the waiting Special Forces helicopter and our own colonels and people. Famous. We've interviewed them. A bunch of them. Not just Colonel Schaefer, but others admitted that they would go, this person's not a terrorist. They're not even a combatant. They're a conscript. They would interrogate them for 5 minutes and try to say, we don't want them, dump them back. And up the chain, the CIA that runs Camp X-Ray and the camp within Guantanamo Bay, there's another secret camp, a torture laboratory. They said, oh, that's who we want. Because you know how they get child soldiers in Africa? Look it up, the formula. You get about a 10 or 12-year-old, you torture them a few years, beat them up, then tell them you've now graduated, you're elite. They'll do whatever they're told. They are torturing and testing people to see who can psychologically be a double agent to lead ISIS brigades and others against Syria and others and carry out attacks and be al-Qaeda leaders working for the criminal group above our government. They have laboratories, and that's why so many leaders of ISIS and al-Qaeda are graduates of Guantanamo Bay. People say, well, you shouldn't have released them. Why, most of the commanders come out of torture bases. It's not working. Oh, it's working quite well. And when I tell you all this, it's San Francisco Chronicle, New York Times, New York Magazine, The New Yorker, Miami Herald, it's in all the news. I mean, this stuff about rectal feeding, where they snake it all the way up 15 feet through your lower and your upper intestine, total torture, internal bleeding to feed you. They could feed you down the throat. The Chinese communists tortured down the throat. I mean, this is just pervert stuff. The admissions in Congress in 2008 in a separate report on Camp X-Ray was they would put people on LSD and PCP and fly in hookers. And they would do satanic rituals to freak these young people out and then pour blood all over them and have sex with them. I mean, that's in the reports. You think rectal feeding's a big deal? Go look at the reports where they have, I mean, imagine you're a 16-year-old from Afghanistan and there is a porn star, because that's what most of these hookers are, with a devil outfit on and you're on drugs raping you. And you know why they do that at Camp X-Ray? Because they like it. It's for those Army psychiatrists and CIA psychiatrists that are the real mingle of freaks. They're just having a party and want to fly in a bunch of hookers for themselves and go, hey, baby, go in there and do it. I mean, it's just a freak show. Why did Jeffrey Dahmer do stuff like this to people? Because he was a psychopathic demon. That's why. Same reason they do it. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Just type into a search engine Army Torture Report and you'll get CNN, ABC News. Wikipedia is good because it has links to the Army's own website. Let's put it on screen right now. This is the report that has them raping children with acid. Now, maybe somebody picked up at the checkpoint. They think it's a terrorist. You torture a six-year-old with acid. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the senior officer in Iraq, appointed General Antonio Tagumba to do the report. And it was a year-long investigation by the 800th Military Police Brigade. And it's the most accurate real report we've got. And it's got the rape of children. Okay. The media focused on guys, you know, with dog collars on in some of the photos. That's nothing. That's how they distracted you. I'm not signing on to raping children. Sorry, I'm a liberal. I'm being sarcastic. Tagumo report with annexes, AR-15, 16 investigation, 800th military police brigade previously released, the Office of the Secretary of the Defense, and Joint Chiefs. We're on that website right now for TV viewers. This is real. I've read all three reports. I know what went on. It's come out mainstream news, the devil worship hooker parties they're having. See, if the Secret Service just called the hooker parties research, they wouldn't get in trouble. So the CIA just flies in the porn stars to Gitmo. And then, you know, well, when you're busy, when you're done doing the devil worship over there, we're going to do some devil worship over here. And that's pretty much, you know, the top brass in the military is full of good people, but it's also full of people that want to be killers. That's well known. There's a lot of Satanism in the higher ranks of the U.S. military. And that's what's going on. I mean, you want the rest of the story, folks? You're going to get it here with the reports. In fact, I can tell them right now. Type in prostitutes used in torture at Gitmo, and then you'll find the reports of that. I mean, just, listen, when I say this stuff, it feels crazy, but I'm not the crazy one. I'm only reporting to you what's really going on. And when I first covered this 6-7 years ago when it came out, I got smart mouth emails going, sounds like a lot of fun. Well, maybe you're a degenerate and you're 50 years old. That sounds fun to you. Imagine being a 16-year-old goat herder from Afghanistan with pig blood being thrown all over him, with prostitutes raping you. I mean, I can't even say what they do on air. You think rectal feeding sounds scary? I mean, this is pervert stuff, folks. Imagine if George Washington, because by the way, armies have been torturing and doing bad stuff for a long time. We didn't torture. We didn't commit war crimes. It's one reason we won the Revolutionary War. And it's an empire that never been beaten. But the French, the Spanish, nobody could beat them. We beat them. And George Washington, you can read his biographies, read the histories. He would hang you if you tortured or raped. So you lose the moral high ground. You become corrupted. I want to play a Dick Cheney clip. We'll save the Karl Rove ones about rectal feeding. I mean, I can't believe I'm even talking about this on air. Total torture. Dick Cheney goes, oh, it's medical. The Red Chinese, folks, that's how they torture you. I mean, this is snaking something 20 feet through your body into the upper intestine. Do you have any idea how excruciating that is? And who are the perverts that want to do that? I mean, this is freak show level. I mean, if they were pulling fingernails out and knocking teeth out, it'd still be bad. But, man, it's all perverted. Raping children? I mean, no. But, see, they just tell you, we're just taking the gloves off, applying it's cops with some guy they caught raping a kid, you know, beating them for a confession. That's bad enough. But you can see the emotion in that. But, no, it's children. Read the Army report. This is America. The globalists want to raise the hedge of protection that we have, our providence. They know that. And once God turns his back on us for the abortions and all the rest of the evils, we're done. This is the corruption of America. Let's go to Dick Cheney, the so-called conservative, who tried to pass total amnesty 4 times with Bush, who passed NAFTA, GATT, all this crap when he's in the early administration. This is a bad globalist, folks. But, oh, he acts real conservative, and Fox News says he is, so he's a great guy, along with Karl Rove. Let's go to the clip.
You're going to draw the line, Chuck. How
well,
are you
going
to know?
That's too high. Is that you're okay with that margin for error?
I have no problem as long as we achieve our objective, and our objective is to get the guys who did 9/11, and it is to avoid another attack against the United States. I was prepared, and we did. We got the authorization from the president and authorization from the Justice Department to go forward to the program. It worked. It worked now for 13 years.
Oh.
We've avoided another mass casualty attack against the United States. We did capture bin Laden. We did capture an awful lot of the senior guys of Al-Qaeda who were responsible for that attack on 9/11. I'd do it again in a minute.
And now Al-Qaeda on steroids, ISIS is just running all over the place, murdering hundreds of thousands, and our own government's behind it. On record, look it up. We've done 50 shows on it, literally. I'm not getting back into it. Probably 70 shows. Our own military's gone public about it. And again, our military is the most awake because they've been there watching it. Joe Biggs works in our office. I mean, he was written about in Esquire and Rolling Stone. He's a war hero. Just stuff like, you know, charge machine gun nest and run out of bullets and, you know, kill the Taliban guy with his, you know, knife and bare hands. He, half the time, was out delivering people for torture. What made him mad was, it wasn't the guys they kept trying to suicide bomb them. Because I've talked to family that's been there when they caught somebody dousing their kids with gasoline to call in the medevacs to save the burning kids, and then they suicide bomb or try to, what the special forces do to them. I mean, I get in the heat of the moment, you just burned your kids, we're going to kill you. That's an issue of passion and warfare in the heat of the moment, not premeditated. But Biggs would take them to the DEA and FBI in country, and they'd torture them to death in some cases, finding out where'd you bring the drugs, because they wanted to control that drug flow. They wanted to control that market. I'm going to go to break and come back with Mark and Joseph and Robert and John and Jim and Richard and Raider and Derek and others, people who claim they disagree with me. They think torture is okay. But what about the other big issue? This will be used on us. I told you the Patriot Act, the NDAA would be used against us. It's all over the news that it's used across the board. They're ending the Bill of Rights and Constitution that protects us all. I've got a clip here. We'll play it after we go to calls. But I've got a clip here with the senator talking to these folks about torture and other issues. And they're saying, well, you know, this used to be illegal till now. It's still illegal. Remember Nixon said, it's not illegal the things I do because I'm the president. Well, that was proven wrong. And then they got John Yoo at the Justice Department, a lawyer, to say that burying people alive or torturing them or doing anything to them was okay. I remember before 9/11, the Guns and Weapons of Law Enforcement or something like that was the magazine I bought in the 7-Eleven. Something said, just get it. And I bought that magazine, and they had an article I covered on air that said, anthrax is going to be released in a major city and affect thousands. You have the terrorist. He won't talk, but you have his 12-year-old son. Do you torture? The answer from former such-and-such expert is, yes, you torture for the greater good. That's Machiavelli, folks. Once you say greater good, you're a Nazi. You're a Soviet. Once you say for the greater good, we can do bad things, you're now North Korea. By the way, I talked about how China and all these other countries affect our media and tell Hollywood what they can put out. Think about how controlled our media is by the U.S. government, much less others. New York Post, Sony CEO demanded the interview, the Seth Rogen film about killing Kim Jong-un, toned down assassination scene to appease North Korea before North Korea reportedly even hacked him. Yeah, they even toned down Red Dawn, the remake, so it wouldn't criticize China. This is globalism, where communist China is now working with Facebook. They met with Zuckerberg last week on how to censor the internet. And he praised communism last week publicly. A guy worth billions of dollars from a pump and dump who called his users dumb effers. He's now meeting with the White House and the communist censorship czar on how to bring socialism and communism here. That's not me saying that. That's major headlines. See? It's not that I'm radical. I was aware of this game before it was public. See, now it's public. That's why the show's getting on all these new affiliates and growing. It's because people realize, whoa, this guy wasn't fear-mongering. He was warning us. Yes, 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 yes. I remember telling people they were torturing folks before they admitted it. Or the NSA was spying on you. Or they were coming for your guns. Because the people running the country are a bunch of offshore cutthroats.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What is the empire? It's an empire of crony capitalism that's anti-free market. It's an empire of lies and fraud. And there is an awakening happening worldwide. That's why they're doubling down with tyranny, as our powerful interview with Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins. He said that repeatedly in his interview. Ended up getting picked up on national television and more than 15 newspapers that I saw just over the weekend. We'll have a boil down of that interview posted at Infowars.com. In fact, it's there right now if anybody wants to go watch that after the show. Now, we've got a whole other hour coming up, and I will go to Mark, Joseph, Robert, John, Jim, Richard, Derek, and others that are patiently holding here in just one moment. You say you disagree. You think torture's a good tool. It's like cheating in a game of, yeah, I guess cheating at poker's a good tool. Having an ace up your sleeve is a good, it nullifies the whole thing. Why was it it's been illegal in any free country? I mean, we've been through this before. It will be used on us. Now, before I go any further, this is the holiday Christmas season. I will be politically incorrect. Wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The idea is if I have any culture myself, or you have any culture, that its existence is racist or bad. Here's an article, University bans Christmas on campus to respect diversity, but students aren't buying it. From BizPack Review up on Infowars.com, the University of Maine has banned Christmas and Hanukkah decorations from the campus, even your own dorms, according to campus reform, but people are firing back. It's just about them being able to say what you can and you can't do. Well, also the FDA is coming in wanting to ban supplements across the board. Even they want to restrict vitamin C. They've already done it under the UN Codex Alimentarius in many areas of Europe. I cannot tell you what different deficiencies the science shows. We have research videos with doctors and others at InfowarsLife.com, what it's done to the public. Take X2, our proprietary super nascent iodine from the Deep Earth Crystal Source. For the first time, we have a sale running through the 17th, the last day you can order for guaranteed delivery before Christmas. We have 17% off and free shipping. The biggest special ever on our top-selling product, Nation Iodine Survival Shield X2. If you're like, iodine? It's the good halogen. Go learn about it versus the stuff they sell at pharmacies for cuts that's not even the proper type of iodine. It's bound. I don't know how to explain it. Just go see the medical science, the nutraceutical science at InfowarsLife.com. Iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health and well-being. Nation Iodine supports healthy iodine levels, may support healthy hormone levels, and it's involved in maintaining healthy metabolic system. Supplementing with pure Nation Iodine may provide sufficient iodine so the body does not need to absorb iodine from other, perhaps less pure sources. And that's the bare minimum. Just go read about it at InfowarsLife.com or watch the informational videos or call toll-free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 888-253-3139. We've got a lot of other specials running on Patriot, pro-gun apparel, camo, Molon Labe, brass belt buckles, Second Amendment, all of it to wear your colors loud and proud and support the InfoWar. I want to thank you all this Christmas for your support as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their sponsors and tell them you're supporting them. And also spread the word wherever you're listening to us, whether it's 590 KLBJ right here in Austin, Texas, or stations in Oklahoma City and stations in Rochester, New York, and Kansas City and L.A. and just over 180 affiliates now across the country. This year is 20 years on air and counting. Okay, I've done my 51-minute rant. I'm going to go to Mark and then Derek and then Joseph and everybody that's been holding the longest. I'm going to go to all of you. If you're a new listener or just tuned in, I think torture is a horrible thing. I've already gone over all that, so I won't belabor it. They think I'm wrong, and I want to hear from Mark in New York. Mark, go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Welcome.
A very Merry Christmas to you. Happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year.
You too.
Okay. Now, torture. Okay, I'm going to reframe this for you a little bit in a Machiavellian way. Torture is dependent on the recipient. If you take a five-year-old child and stick a cookie on a counter and say you can't have that because you've been a bad boy, that's torture. If you take a young woman that's a little bit overweight and blast what the perfect woman looks like in advertising all over the place, that's torture.
If you put Marilyn Monroe in front of me in her prime in a bikini, it's torture. I get it.
Okay. Now, you know, it works in other, you know, the torture is actually dependent on the individual.
No, I get it. I mean, that's what cops do. We're going to take your cigarettes away. We'll give you some whiskey. We'll go easy on your family, because they may be involved with charges. That's pressure, and that's great, and that's more effective, every study shows, to actually use leverage. But torture physically is persona non grata.
Well, I actually kind of have to disagree.
Okay, well,
really,
tell me.
I really do.
You sound like a smart guy. Tell me why.
Yeah, I've been around the block too many times, man. Sometimes
you done a little torture yourself?
What?
Done a little torture with a phone book?
I've been around the block like too much. All right.
So you're a cop, and you catch a guy.
I'm not a cop.
Okay. Well, let's just say a cop catches a guy, and they won't say where the little girl is, and we don't know if she's dead or not. You go ahead and beat the hell out of him. And you know what? In that case, I would get it. In that case, you don't legalize it and make it a mainstay. Go ahead. Are you still there, Mark?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you one more minute. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. And when you're dealing with people of other cultures, that their idea of a nice time is chopping a guy's head off.
Yeah, I mean, that's where Polo came from, is Afghanistan, chopping people's heads off and using it. I get it.
Okay. Listen, man, you carry on. You're doing a great job. Happy New Year.
Go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
No, seriously. Just carry on. Get your next callers.
No. But, I hear what you're saying. You're actually giving a better argument than I've ever heard. So this is amazing. Go ahead.
Well, I'm one of the good guys. Well, I'm one of the smart guys or whatever. All right?
But, see, there's the problem. If you codify torture, the bad guys will use it. How do you stop that?
All right. The deal is, everybody... Every individual on this planet, irregardless of their ethnic upbringing, has their level of torture. When they have their level of torture, and when you hit with precision, I'm a Machiavellian kind of guy. I truly am. You get it. They get it. And you know what? You don't have to get, all crazy on them. Okay? You don't have to get sadistic. But it can certainly appear that way.
No, I hear you. But the minute it does, our whole culture's in danger, and that's the issue. It's like using the Ring of Mordor.
Right.
It'll let you win the battle, but it will destroy you in the end. I appreciate your call. It's a great caller. One of the best arguments I've heard for torture. It was almost convincing, though we have history to show it always degrades, and it's not good. We know it's bad. Let's go to Jim in FEMA Region 6. You're on the air.
Hi, if you go back to that Dick Cheney piece, he said that we captured bin Laden. Okay, so how can you trust anything this guy says? Torture is good, we captured bin Laden, the tooth fairy's real, all this. I mean, come on now. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, has come out and said the bin Laden raid is 100% fake. It is.
Now, I really wanted to argue against torture, but, I can't. Torture is horrible. You shouldn't do it. I'd be surprised if you're able to get a caller today that's able to actually convince you that torture is good.
He didn't convince me, but I did think he actually had some arguments, the last caller.
But we're being tortured every day through our education system. I recently saw John B. Wells interviewed Charlotte Iserbeet about our Soviet-style education system, and it was pretty riveting. So,
we've had her on a lot. We should get her back on. She was the Reagan's head of education, the deputy head of it, and she really said her dad was Skull and Bones, amazing info. We have probably 50 interviews or more with her at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much, sir. Anything else?
Yeah, our kids are they're being tortured every day through our education system. So, torture will send your kid down the road to the public education.
I agree. Vaccines full of mercury, brain damaging the kids, lowering the IQs. Fluoride in the water is lowering our IQ, giving us cancer. Harvard study, that's torture. Having to hear Obama lie all day and legalize all the illegals, that's torture. Having to sit here and just put up with all this garbage and the taxes getting raised and having to lay people off because the economy is torture. I hear you. But when we talk about torture, I mean pulling fingernails out, electricity, you know what I mean. Second hour coming up. Your calls straight ahead. Stay with us. You're up next, Jim.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.